Live local theater returns to Broad Ripple in August. WFYI's Jill Dittmeyer spoke with Ball State University professor Angela Jackson Brown. Brown is also a playwright. She combines her love of theater and education with her nonprofit group, Jackson Brown Entertainment.
The main goal for Jackson Brown Entertainment is for us, first and foremost, to give educational opportunities to individuals who are interested in being in the theater, be that an actor or a director or a sound person, to give them the experience without them necessarily having to go away for a terminal degree. So if we can provide that educational experience so that they can see that this is a viable career choice, then it's a win-win situation. And then, of course, providing different opportunities for audiences to see particularly African-American characters in ways that maybe they don't often see in other productions or other production companies.
You have written the show that's going to debut at Storefront Theater, Still Singing Those Weary Blues.
Yes, Still Singing Those Weary Blues is a story that sort of came about as I was looking through Facebook and saw a photograph of one of the actors that I've worked with before, Chandra Lynch. And I saw this photograph and it immediately inspired me to write this story about a blues singer from New Orleans and sort of modeled it after the Scrooge story, where she gets to see all of these ghosts from her past who are really trying to keep her from heading down a destructive path. So there's a lot of seriousness in this story. We deal with abuse, we deal with alcoholism, we deal with a lot of different social issues, but we end the show in a way that people in the audience can feel like if that's their story, they'll have someone there that they can talk to. So there'll be a talk back after the show where we'll invite people who are experts in those areas to talk to anyone in the audience who feels like that's something that they feel that they want to work through.
You are the first show to open Storefront Theater. There hasn't been live theater in Broad Ripple in decades. Are you intimidated by that?
You know, I love Broad Ripple, so no, absolutely. I'm inspired by that. To me, it's a market that's untapped. You never go to Broad Ripple and not see tons of people walking around. We will be that something for them to do for the first two weekends in August.
And you are also partnering with the KJI Institute for the Art.
Yes, I am working with their artistic director, Kimberly Janelle. She and I have, we've worked together in other arenas, and I just knew because she works primarily with young people that was something I really wanted to do. I wanted to give back to young children in our community that might not have, say, the opportunity to even go to a show at the IRT, but our inspiration was let's take them to the Mecca of theater. So we have partnered with other organizations to be able to take a group of 21 students and one parent to New York in March, and they'll get the opportunity to go to several Broadway shows. We'll be going to Alvin Ailey, we'll be going to Juilliard, and then they'll be taking intensive theater classes every day for the week that we're there.
And will profits from your upcoming plays and productions go to help continue this program?
Absolutely, because our first goal is to always make sure our artists are paid, our support staff, that they're paid, and then any additional funds will go towards the programming, like taking this group to New York.
That was Ball State University professor Angela Jackson Brown speaking with WFYI's Jill Dittmeyer.